Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Think that there's a bit which we never did. There are many. And that was, weren't we going to all make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches one time?
Of course we said we would do that.
Why did
I don't
you
know
think
why
about,
we wouldn't
why
do
Why did you think about that?
Because sometimes we say, what did we have for dinner last night? And last night, I wasn't hungry. I had a later lunch. And I was out and about. And my wife said, what do you want for dinner? And I said, you know what? Not hungry. Just a peanut butter and jelly will do.
A PB&J.
I haven't had one of those in years.
I thought we were going to have a PB&J contest.
No, who said that?
You got to be kidding.
Who said that?
I didn't hear the first second
That's
of what he said.
Open the segment.
You got to put down your phone during the show. You're the worst.
Well, I actually was reading
I would
tweet.
Win the contest, by the way. I'm just going to make that prediction.
No, I think mine.
I think I would come in last place because I never make PB&J.
Would you be
what type of bread do you use and do you toast it? My wife toasts it, which I'm not in love with.
I mean, if I.
But she's making it, so I don't really complain.
I guess if I theoretically made one, I wouldn't toast. I don't think a PB&J is toast worthy.
Oh, I would never toast.
No, toast.
Crunchy peanut butter and some sort of strawberry jam or jelly.
The bread question, I would probably, if I was trying to win a contest, I probably would go potato bread maybe.
Potato bread's good.
Probably
Not a bad
would go
call.
Potato bread. And I would go, are you guys heavier on the peanut butter or jelly? I'm heavier on the jelly.
I'm heavy on jelly.
I'm heavier on the peanut butter.
No, I'm heavier on the PB.
Yeah, I'm way heavier on the jelly.
Yeah, and you guys are strawberry guys. I'm a grape.
I'm a grape guy. I like jelly.
You know what? There's a real philosophical difference in this show. This is the big baller section.
Yeah.
This is the heavier peanut butter section over here. Yeah.
Big baller. Small baller.
Yeah, whatever.
So if we did it, who would be the judges? Would we have listeners come down, or how would we do that?
Yeah, I don't know. We'd have to be blind.
Well,
we'd have to be a blind test.
The three dogs
Pete,
there.
Pete's a ref.
Pete could do it.
Oh,
Pete's
a ref. That's a good one.
Pete is a ref, and Pete clearly likes to eat, so Pete could definitely be it.
He could bring his referee uniform.
If we did it, it would probably rival the Wing Bowl in Philly in its first year.
Yeah.
Thousands would. We'd have to rent out Capital One Arena.
I'm up for it, but man, I haven't had, you know.
Had it for dinner last night.
That's a great, man. I used to have four or five a day back in the day.
That's a lot.
That's a PB&J
addiction.
We just constantly make them. Shocker, I got up to about 240 at one point.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's an expensive habit, too, because peanut butter is not cheap.
By the way,
go to the store.
Speaking of.
Is that right?
It's not. Oh, yeah, peanut butter is not cheap.
How much is a jar of peanut butter? Like an average size jar?
$5-6.
It's cheaper than Rao's or Rao's, whatever it is.
Yes, that's true.
The pot sauce I get all the time.
Well, yeah, that's about $10.
Yeah.
But those jars are bigger,
too. You're too good for Ragu and Prego these days?
It's low carb.
Oh, Ragu is poo.
Rao's, listen, I don't care.
Ragu
the taste,
is such poo.
The taste is fine. It's average to me. But it's like two carbs or something.
College students eat Ragu.
That's a good point.
I loved Ragu back in the day.
But yeah, when you're in college. It was cheap. It was like probably $1.50.
If it wasn't so carby, I would have it all the time.
True.
Speaking of dinner, I got to thank my buddy Matt Carlin, who owns a restaurant called Trio, which is in Merrifield. Great restaurant. Mm-hmm. Right. So six of us went out to Trio on Saturday night. And the tables were kind of tight.
Okay.
And my buddy's wife kind of scoots in between our table and the table next to us.
All right.
And she's a really tiny girl. So she's got this purse hanging over her shoulder, and the purse on her shoulder knocks into a salt and pepper shaker.
Okay.
That salt and pepper shaker knocks into a wine glass. The wine glass goes all over the woman's lap.
Oh.
All over it.
That was like, didn't that happen to Drabby at the Borgata during our fancy dinner?
Yeah, Eric did that, but that was with his elbow.
Yeah, but then you got to go to like the Hugo Boss store and get like a $150 shirt and new belt.
I did, yeah. I forget whose comps I used, but...
Okay, but this is different.
It was Rom's comps.
That's
JP's.
That's a friend. Card. That's a friend knocking a wine glass into a friend's lap.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a total stranger, right?
Right?
So the woman is. I'm the only one. Me and my buddy's wife are the only ones who saw it.
Right.
No one else saw it. And I just didn't, I just completely looked away. Right. It was too awkward. And I was like, oh my God. I looked at my buddy, and my buddy, he has no idea what's going on. And my buddy's wife goes, oh, I'm sorry, did I do that? And the whole table said, yes, you did. Like really loud. Right? She backed away. She stood up. The girl's husband stood up.
Yeah.
And she bent down. She picked up the wine glass. She picked up the salt and pepper shaker. She said, I'm very sorry. And then she sat down.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else to do. I wouldn't know what else to do.
What else is there to do?
You just apologize profusely.
Buy him a glass of wine. I don't know. Anyway,
yeah,
so my buddy,
a glass of wine's the move.
So my buddy who owns the restaurant ended up buying them a bottle of wine.
Okay.
But they said, we don't want to sit here anymore. We want a table change.
I don't blame them.
They got up. They went to another table. And gave all of us dirty looks.
It's like in the poker room. Table change. Table's cold.
The guy gave me a dirty look. I didn't do it.
You're guilt by association.
Oh, my God.
That's
why. I mean, the dinner was great. The company was great.
Yeah.
But that was the most awkward dinner I've had in a long time.
See, that's why I don't go out on group dates for dinner. I avoid awkward conversations
and the woman was livid.
Super lit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely, she was.
But
Trio is a great restaurant.
Is that worse when I was a waiter at Indian Spring for Thanksgiving and I dumped a platter? I mean, a platter that was there to serve 30 people's worth of stuffing in some dude's suit.
Turkey.
You crushed it.
Crushed it. I was the server and somebody bumped me and I lost control of it. And the entire platter of turkey stuffing or whatever it is, Thanksgiving stuffing, I just dumped it all over the guy's.
See, someone bumped you though. So it's almost, it's their fault. It's not your fault.
Or I was just sloppy. Something happened. I lost control of the thing.
Yeah. How bitter was the guy?
Livid.
Right.
He had his entire family there. It was their big Thanksgiving dinner.
Rich guy, country club.
Rich guy, country club, showing off.
I can only imagine. The help spilled stuffing all over me. Can you believe it, Lovey? What's happening here?
I know for a fact I was the worst waiter that ever existed. There's never been one worse. But
I was a waiter. I don't think I spilled anything on anybody. I can't remember doing that.
Yeah. No, I did. I was silly, though. I could carry 16. That was my, you couldn't do more than that. 16 dinners on
that's
one
a lot.
Tray. So, you know, you had.
That's the biggest tray. That tray had to be the size of this
table.
No,
it's a regular tray, and it's four and four. So you have four, and you stack them.
Oh, yeah, double and triple decker trays?
No, because I was a banquet server, so they had these. The covers on the plates.
Ah, okay,
yeah,
got it.
You just put them on top of each other.
So
they've got the money metal covers on top.
16. If you're a beast, you could carry 16 out.
Yeah.
I happen to be a beast, but I did spill an entire platter of stuffing on a guy.
Incredible.
Did happen.
Jason, I was thinking about what you were saying about the Wizards and should they look to make a trade.
Okay.
I wouldn't do it this year, but if they end up in the same spot where they were last year,
mm-hmm.
and they get bounced out in the second round. I believe that'll be 4 out of 5 years where they've made the playoffs, which is, that's progress for the Washington Wizards, right?
Mm-hmm.
To be
absolutely
a consistent playoff team.
Yep.
I think it'd be 4 out of 5 years. That's great, but I think they're going to have to make a decision like the Hawks did. The Hawks were a similar team, always making the playoffs, never really doing any damage. They had a nice team at one point with 4 All-Stars.
You guys suck.
Yep.
Remember Al
Horford,
Millsap.
Yep.
They had a
blew
really good team. Jeff
they blew it up.
They blew it up. Now they're terrible this year.
Yep.
And who knows if it'll pay off, but at some point you got to make a decision. Do you just want to be a middling team? That's what the Bucks decided yesterday. They said, you know what? We don't want to just float right around 500, a couple games above 500. Jason Kidd's taking us to the playoffs twice. Not good enough.
Yeah, I would agree. There's probably not much you can do this year, but next year, Gortat would be in his final year, so he would be traded. Morris, I think Morris is in his final year, maybe?
I think next year is his final year.
Okay, so he would be someone who, so you could cut bait with some of those, but like you said, there's not much you can do this year.
And your Lonzo
unless you
Ball
want,
thing?
Unless you want to make a little shuffle up the lineup deal and just, Morris sits, Mike Scott starts.
Right.
Otto sits. Oubre starts. I don't know. Maybe you start Mahimi. I don't know. And Gortat, he comes off the bench.
Your Lonzo Ball thing, which I know you were doing just to kind of mess with Cakes.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't make the deal because Lonzo Ball is another point guard who can't shoot and mm-hmm. John Wall's a point guard who can't shoot.
Yeah.
But they need to get better shooting. Now, yesterday is an outlier in that they scored 75 points. They were 7 for 32 from beyond the arc.
Mm-hmm.
But it happens too often. They're not a consistently good shooting team from the outside.
You're right. Absolutely right.
Especially and it starts if, with the point guard.
Especially if Otto and Beal aren't shooting the ball well.
I think it would be a little reactionary for a real dud performance against Dallas. Let's
no, see it's how a they, season
let's
long.
See how they respond.
I know, but Cakes,
it's a season long thing.
It's not just the game against Dallas.
Is it reactionary that John Wall is shooting 42% this year when he shot 45% last year? We're 50 games in.
I don't think that's a major statistical drop-off. I'm not now. I have no numbers. I'm no stat-driven guy.
It's actually fairly significant. 45% is pretty respectable in today's NBA. 42 is getting dangerously close.
I mean, it's
to
probably
poop.
Why the scoring's down about 4 points.
But Cakes, it's not just the Dallas game.
I know. Trust me, I've watched 90% of the games. There are some real stinkers
against bad teams.
That's the problem. Teams. They're not beating the teams they should be beating. They're going to.
I'm sorry. No NBA team should score 75 points in a game.
Well, I would say it might happen.
I'm just glad
once
you're,
in a while.
I'm glad you're wearing the old gear.
I know.
The Gilbert and Caron era.
Well, that team was better.
I sleep in that shirt all the time.
Of course they're better.
Yes, you're right. It happens. I'm just saying it shouldn't happen.
At the end of the year, the Wizards...
NBA team should score more than 75 in 48 minutes.
The Wizards are going to look at 10 games or so easy that they just completely gave away.
They
just
lost
completely
to the Phoenix Suns.
Gave away.
They lost at home to the Suns when I believe they had a 22-point lead. Have they lost both games to the Nets or been swept by the Nets?
No, they can't. They won the last one in overtime.
Yeah, that's right.
But
in
that game,
two.
They had a 23-point lead, blew it, went to overtime,
They get big leads and let teams either come back and win or it's a nail biter.
But I think they were swept by
minutes.
Weren't they swept by the Jazz?
Yes.
I wonder.
And one of those games, they scored less than 75.
Well, they lost by 47 in Utah.
Yeah, I wonder if fans are getting frustrated to the point where I'm getting angry with them. You know what I mean? They're almost reaching Redskin levels of frustration. Even though they're winning, I mean, they're 26-21. They're in the fifth seed right now. You know, we've definitely had worse years.
Sure.
But the frustration level with them is sort of
the expectations
the contempt
higher.
And the disgust.
I think there's some, but I think there's a lot of apathy. That's why
my apathy
arena,
has turned into disgust.
The arena's dead.
I used to be excited, then turned apathetic. Now I'm just angry.
Outside of a Chick-fil-A promo in the fourth quarter
that
when a guy misses
that's
a free
always
throw,
the biggest thing of the
it's
game.
Apathy.
It's a great promotion for Chick-fil-A because it gets them a ton of attention. I get it. I understand it. But that's the only time the arena's a buzz.
Yeah.
So the Wizards play the Thunder next. They play at the Thunder, I think, Thursday.
Thursday night.
And then they play at Atlanta. It's a game they should win because Atlanta's terrible in the sand. But
right. The
way they've played against bad teams, you never know. They might lose that game. And then they play the Thunder again here. So they got the home and home with the Thunder with the Hawks sandwiched in there.
Well, they've been playing Imagine Dragons a lot. Thunder.
Yeah, it's a hit. Definitely a hit.
So it's not too comfortable over there at Capital One.
I think we need to nail down the peanut butter and jelly contest.
Oh, we're definitely going to do that? I thought you were just spitballing over there.
Do it whenever you want.
It means I'm going to have
Football
to practice.
Football season's about to
The calendar's about to get really wide open. Like in February.
This is the time
March.
Of year when we always talk about it.
Yeah.
Or the summer.
We've always threatened it.
Right. Yeah.
Now it might actually happen.
We have no time for it to fall.
None.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I didn't see your tweet, EB. I don't know what the heck happened, but I saw in the outline last night that Drab said you're intrigued by his sleeping glasses.
Well,
and
Drab
he did
can explain
his homework
this.
And brought it in.
Drab can explain this, and I want to borrow him. And I told him I would do dirty things to him if it, and I know that would thrill him if it actually worked. Okay, did he talk about these on the air?
Yes, mm-hmm. He did.
Yeah. So Drab, and apparently this is all the rage. I didn't even know this. This blue light stuff. Everyone's talking about this. You know, the light I guess that emits from electronics, from your screens, your laptops, your phones. I think even your televisions. My wife even and my kids, unbeknownst to me, they have recently been, there's an app on their iPhones where you can, did you know this? Where you can where you dim the blue light or whatever.
Well, it has it on our Samsungs too.
I didn't, yeah. Why I'm sure there is. So I'm going to try to do that. But, so Drabby bought these glasses. What are they called? Sammy's or Whammy's?
Swanee's.
Or Swanee's, whatever they are. He paid $70 for them. And here's the thing. Drap told me the first two nights, he slept like a baby.
Really?
Now, it could be placebo. That's fine. But he said he slept amazing. How'd you sleep last night?
Glasses.
Last night, not as well, but that had nothing with the glasses. Dumb wife was bringing the dog in every 5 minutes, waking me up.
Dumb wife. That's hysterical.
Right.
It's tilting me.
Right.
Doesn't she know to stay away from the bedroom when you're trying to sleep?
Well, she was trying to go to bed, too. I don't know. Open the door, let him in, then.
So bring the glasses in. Bring the glasses. Let me see these things.
So you just wear them at night, like 6 p.m. on? What is the.
Yeah, you don't have to wear them all day or anything.
Yeah, they're amber lenses. So you wear them like 90 minutes before you go to bed.
Okay.
If you can do that long. And blocks all the blue light. And then before you go to sleep, the last thing you do is you turn off all your lights.
Right.
Okay. All right. Shut down the computer, turn off the lamp.
Silly.
The last thing you do is you take those glasses off.
Yes.
You'll sleep like a baby. Friday night, I got these on Friday afternoon. Friday night, I went to bed at midnight, and I woke up at 11 a.m.
Very nice.
Didn't wake up one time.
I literally would do anything for that.
midnight to 11 is strong.
I wake up so many times. But, you know, my Nokia steel activity tracker that I'm not even sure I still endorse, but I did for months.
Yep.
I still use it. Sometimes I'm awake in bed for over 2.5 hours. Tossing and turning throughout the night.
That's brutal.
I have a sleep number bed and all that. It's not that the bed's not comfortable.
You could run a marathon in that time if you were really fast.
Yes.
Wow, if you're Kenyan.
Yes. Right. Here's the thing. I don't think I'm not sleeping because of blue light. I don't think I'm not sleeping because...
anxiety, maybe?
Maybe there's stuff... I think my mind is working on things. It just can't settle down.
I agree. That's probably what it is.
What about your silly melatonin?
I take melatonin every night.
That's why I take it every night.
I have my kids take melatonin. That melatonin at this point has zero effect on me.
Really? Man, it always hits me. Always. Crushes me.
Your lifestyle crushes mine. You get 8 hours of sleep. You go to bed at 7:30.
I know, but why do I get 8 hours of sleep?
The biggest thing is your discipline.
No, he's saying that the melatonin doesn't affect him. Why does it affect me?
I don't know.
I mean, it knocks my ass out.
It has a very mild effect on me,
but
I'm
going to guess that if you didn't take the melatonin, you might be knocked out too because you're just programmed to go to bed early.
Telling you.
You have better sleep hygiene than I do.
You don't take a nap. He takes a nap sometimes.
I didn't take a nap.
You don't drink caffeine. He drinks caffeine.
I know, but JP, I try not
to drink it after 4 o'clock.
JP, I don't take the melatonin on the weekends. Obviously.
How many milligrams is yours?
And I don't fall asleep.
Do you take like 10 milligrams or something?
It's a 5 milligram.
I used to take 5. This bottle, the only one I could find at Safeway recently when I ran out, was only 3.
You got to take 2 of them.
I'm scared to double up on it.
Well, it's not going
to
kill
you. I talked to the doctor.
Don't be scared. It's melatonin.
You're not going to OD on melatonin.
I talked to the doctor. She said it's fine.
You're not taking crystal meth. It's melatonin.
I know, but I've been taking, you don't understand, I've been taking melatonin for like 20 years. I've taken it for a long time.
You've been chewing on that coffee stick.
I have,
whatever it is. It's
a coffee stirrer.
Your new stick.
All right, so are you going to wear those?
I might wear them all day. I'm going to do everything in my power to sleep.
Hey, I've been wearing them all day, too. I drive
glasses.
I drive with them, go to the grocery store with them.
I want my eyes to be so calm. But my theory is this is not my issue. My theory is my brain just won't shut down. And, you know, I don't know. I think as you get older, most people have a more difficult time sleeping, right? For whatever reason, Jason, he's like a teenager. He sleeps like a baby.
What's your brain doing so important
at night? My brain shuts down so quick.
My brain is—it's not that important, Cakes.
Well,
he checks
his phone a lot. Like that's supposedly one of the no-nos you see in every article about sleeping.
You guys break my balls, but my whole family's on. Like everybody I know is on their phone all the time. I don't think I'm.
My phone is my alarm, and it's right next to me. Like I'll set the alarm, but instead of just turning it right over, I might check some NBA box scores. I mean, right before I put my head on the pillow, it's the worst. It has to be the worst
that's
thing.
It's a terrible
you can do.
Habit.
It's a terrible habit.
What I'm tempted to do is wear it and then just go home right away and nap. But then that'll ruin my sleep tonight. But I'm so tired today because I didn't sleep well last night.
It's a vicious cycle.
Hey, my boy from Swanee says that the blue light keeps the melatonin in your body from being released. That's why you got to wear those.
Really? How do you know that? Well, I'm telling you, that melatonin has a marginal effect on me. Well, but my kid takes it. My son is taking it because it helps him, because he'll play video games all night. and then he'll take a melatonin, and then once it starts to kick in, that's the only thing that gets
calms him down.
That's
so he's not wired.
It's actually the only thing that gets him off the video games.
Right.
Because I go to bed. That dummy's still playing with all his buddies. So it actually works for him.
Something tells me you're going to be plunking down $70 for the pair of those glasses.
Well, no, here, set the app up on my joint so I can do the blue light.
You need the blue light reduction?
Yeah, because I don't need any freaking blue light.
That doesn't work.
What do you mean it doesn't work?
You got blue light all over the place.
All right, but when I'm looking at the dumb phone, it'll
silly
work.
Silly blue light filter right there.
Put that up. Crank it up.
Reduce eye strain by limiting the amount of blue light emitted by the screen.
Get rid of that blue light. I never need to see another blue light the rest of my life.
Opacity. I think that's how you pronounce it. And I'm going to crank it all the way up.
Just make it the least amount of blue light.
Now you're
turn on.
Read your
turn on now. Turn
on. I'm just walking around in a yellow world.
I'm turning this blicky on now.
Yeah,
it's turned on.
Turn it on now.
It's on. Yeah, it says turn on now. You're good.
Does it look any different?
I would love to know, is there anybody else that's out there that believes in this theory?
This witchcraft?
Or is this just a trendy thing that everyone's doing? In a year, like a Tickle Me Elmo doll, and then in a year from now, no one cares.
Tickle Me Elmo dolls are still selling.
Back. They came back.
Yeah. They came back?
Yeah, they came back.
What about Cabbage Patch?
My baby loves
Elmo. I don't
think
Cabbage Patch has come back. Yeah. But Tickle Me Elmos are back,
baby.
Can
you do the Cabbage Patch dance? What was that? I can't even remember.
Like this.
Who knows?
I can't remember. Jason, remember what's the Cabbage Patch?
Oh.
You want to do a Junkies Dance Club right now?
I can't remember. I can't remember what that was. It wasn't like the Running Man. That was different. That was called the Running Man.
Was different. You know that. Adam doesn't know. He's looking at me like I'm an alien.
Valdez is Jonah on us. He says you look like Elton John.
Yeah,
I kind of do.
I don't care.
I think you look silly.
But if it helps him sleep.
But you always think I look silly, Drew.
But you're just promoting
the
glasses.
Elton John is silly?
I would dress like Elton John.
Elton John's a superstar.
I would wear a fur coat.
Yeah, he's a superstar.
And I would wear like feathers.
He's not a superstar.
No, he is. So he
can
wear orange glasses.
But you can still make fun of what he looks like.
I would wear his outfits every day if I could sleep. I would even participate in his lifestyle.
You play Crocodile Rock?
If you live his lifestyle.
I told you I would.
All of
for
it?
For sleep, I would participate in the lifestyle time.
You go bankrupt buying fresh flowers
for
your house?
If that guaranteed me, I don't even want 8 hours. 7 hours straight sleep. I would participate in the lifestyle.
Yeah, you should have 100 grams worth of flowers in your bedroom, too.
Yep.
They would smell silly.
Do you think Elton John's glasses all have no blue light? Have you ever seen...
I know they cost more than $70.
Have you ever seen, like... I think they did a Cribs of Elton John, like, 15 years ago when they were doing that.
You got Lady Gaga on speed dial.
Right. I think Elton John had a drawer. And, you know, he's got 100 homes. And he literally had... 100 glasses.
Right? I'm not surprised.
Glasses.
And they do kind of look like this.
Well, he has to accessorize. You can't just wear the same pair with everything.
Are you going to bring Drab's glasses home with you, and then he's not going
to
have glasses?
Yes, he was kind enough to let me borrow.
One day only.
So the experiment.
Only one. What if I sleep silly?
Well, you order a pair. It came a day later.
I'll pay you a big to keep them. Might be
Crocodile
worth it.
Rock.
Don't do anything disgusting with them.
Yeah, I told keep you, but I wanted to make sure you clean these.
I
used to love this song as a kid.
I loved all this song.
If I could sleep. Anything.
You want to play Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting? That song's bazillion.
All right. Is this going to be somebody giving me some awful story about taking melatonin? I hope not.
No.
I've taken that for 20 years. Mike, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's going on? I'm putting in a little bit on melatonin. I've been to sleep doctors, psychologists, because I don't sleep. Here's the skinny on melatonin. It works if you naturally have a melatonin shortage. So if your body produces enough melatonin, you can take all the melatonin pills in the world. It's not going to help you. Mm. The other thing is, if you take melatonin every night, even if you have a melatonin shortage, if you take it every night, your body adjusts to the melatonin, and then you have to take more and more until eventually it won't work on you anymore, right. And then you have to move on to the next medicine.
Yeah, that's probably me. So
that's probably
I have a shortage.
With me.
Well, I have a shortage then. I have a shortage of testosterone and melatonin.
Yeah. I will say this.
I can't speak to your testosterone, Gary, but yeah, you probably have melatonin.
My testosterone is silly.
Because I take it every night and it knocks me out, so I must have a natural melatonin shortage.
Exactly.
I got Elton John's testosterone. I guarantee you that. My testosterone is silly.
You and our friend Gary.
Apparently glasses are all the rage.
Glasses.
EB is trying Drabs Swannies, which are to help you sleep by eliminating the blue light.
His lens.
During the commercial break, we have two TVs here in the studio. One of the TVs has some sort of sports programming on. And during the commercials, it's the tactical sunglasses.
I got to get those special ops. And I'm like, well, what can those things do? I thought that's what the laser procedure I had done by Dr. Witten did.
That's just supposed to help you see.
Yeah, it makes
distance.
Makes me see in silly high def. It was a huge change. Those glasses
take the glare out of it. So, I think, what is it called? Polarized? If they make them, it's just a polarized glass.
They throw polarized on every sunglasses.
Well, you can get it
at CVS for $5. It says polarized.
No, if you get some good polarized glasses, they're much better than the non-polarized glasses. Not even close.
I will say this is an adjustment. Like when I'm looking at my phone and stuff, it almost looks like blurry. Did you smudge these glasses? You know what I'm saying?
What did you do?
Did you break the glasses already? No.
Rich, you clean them. I brought you a cloth.
Huh?
I brought you a cloth.
Yeah, I need a cloth.
Just have to say I'm broke.
You haven't used this cloth for anything else.
Oh, Rick.
I see. You're cleaning the glasses.
I definitely smudged it just now. I just put my big old finger in it.
The worst guy you can loan glasses to.
This song is silly. I mean, Elton John's catalog is ridiculous.
So good.
Cakes, I maintain I would adopt the lifestyle if I could sleep 7 hours a day.
Why don't we do an Elton John?
I think whenever I hear this. No, not I think. It's a lock whenever I hear this song, I think of Almost Famous. That's a great movie.
I didn't even see it.
That's a great movie. If you haven't seen it, you should see it.
Tonto was doing the thing for the infomercial for those glasses.
Right.
Yes. He was one of the guys at Benghazi, former Junkies guest. That's another movie better than 12 Strong, Benghazi.
12 Strong doesn't sound so strong. The amount of movies you're saying are better.
12 Medium.
I mean, when you say, I wouldn't, basically you said, it's not that good of a movie, except it's a true story, so I'm going to bump up the rating.
That's my opinion. Lone Survivor's better. Benghazi's better. Black Hawk's better. Zero Dark is better.
Same Private.
Well, that goes without saying. I mean,
yeah,
I'm just talking about
like the terrorist theme
movies.
Right,
like contemporary type war movies.
What am I missing? I'm missing one. But those four, in my opinion, better than 12 Strong. And 12 Strong's okay. I'm not saying don't see it.
Yeah.
Hurt Locker
better.
Kingdom.
Siriana.
Oh, Kingdom definitely
Kingdom
better.
Is really good. Turns out 12 Strong.
What was the other one? Siriana.
It's 12th on the list.
Siriana probably better.
Siriana kind of slow at
what best. Siriana was
Body of Body of Lies.
Is that Russell Crowe?
Yeah, and
Body of Lies better. Body of Lies better. Sorry. That's 1, 2. That's about 9. I'm just killing 12 Strong, but I actually, it was pretty good. It just isn't on the level of his other movies.
Yeah. It's a notch below. It's okay.
It's all right. It is what it is. Go see it for yourself.
Not everything can be Zero Dark 30.
Go see it for yourself, and
can't.
You might have a different opinion.
I still want to see The Post. That one's still out, or is that one already
out? Nothing is stopping you from going to see it.
It's as old as newspaper.
Yeah. Well, it's about 3 or 4 weeks old.
It's still out there.
Which, you know, most movies don't seem to make it 4 weeks at a big theater. The problem with going to the movies, and I've said it a million times, is it's too expensive if you like to partake and enjoy the experience, which I do.
Yeah.
So the ticket's $15. And then you get your popcorn and your soda, and you're $30 in one person.
Yeah, but it's entertainment.
It is entertainment.
It's an afternoon of entertainment for you.
But I'd rather go to a nice restaurant and pummel like a silly steak from the palm.
Yeah.
You could do that too. You could do steak and a movie.
We had our last two palm steaks the other day.
Oh, you did? I saw four left. It was so good.
Yeah, we mowed through them.
You can cut those things with a fork.
And then I saw we had some like Nubs, another company that like sends you stuff, but we were down to the chicken.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So that's like a popular Christmas gift.
Yeah, so my
I know what you're talking
about.
Did
our agent give us that? Who gave us that? Somebody gave us
I got from a family member.
This one's been in there for a while.
I don't want to trash it.
Our agent gave us a speaker.
Oh, another. That's right. I got 100 Alexas in my house now. Right. By the way, did I tell you I got the Alexa video one now? I got that joint in the kitchen.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it could take a picture. I mean, that thing, it could do anything. We use it for hey, set a reminder to do this. Hey, we need a timer for this. Do you guys do that?
You tell, hey, kid, pass the chicken like you did in the crop mad calf spot.
Can I say this on air? My 8-year-old, this is the kind of monsters that we're raising, was asking Alexa how you say butt H in Japanese. And Alexa had an answer. I don't want to say it because I don't know if I can say that word.
Butthead?
No, it's the other one.
My 8-year-old daughter asked Alexa, how do you say butt H in Japanese? And Alexa had an answer.
Alexa knows everything. She knows everything.
I don't know. What kind of monsters we're raising?
I have the Alexa. I have the one that we recently received, too, so I guess I have to never use them.
We use them a lot. Hey, Alexa, set the timer for 10 minutes when we were cooking the steaks. Hey, Alexa, set a timer for 4 minutes. 4 minutes sear on the top, 4 minutes sear on the bottom. Hey, Alexa, 7-minute timer. Boom, put it in there for the oven. Comes out silly.
Don't you have a timer on the oven?
That's a pain. You know how much easier it is to talk?
It's much easier to say
it's
that.
So much easier to talk.
It's automated.
You know what's hurting? Is going to your microwave and trying to find, because you're trying to find the one and the four.
It's that difficult.
It's really not
Well, for
that
me,
difficult.
It is because mine is set low in the cabinets, so you kind of got to bend down.
Right.
Much easier to say, Alexa, set a timer for 4 minutes. That's the easiest thing ever.
Do you you have one in your bedroom? Because I use mine.
We're setting Alexas off all over the DMV.
I use mine for the brown noise.
The brown noise?
It's not white brown noise. It's brown noise.
Was that a guy pooping?
Yeah, no. What is brown noise? Never heard that
term. It's just a version of white noise that sounds different. It's called brown noise.
Right. Well, maybe I should like do the brown noise and the glass.
So how much different
like
does it sound?
Ocean surf? I mean, what does it entail?
Here, I can find a white noise and then a brown noise for the difference.
All right.
We can play it.
Well, I mean, there's a billion types of white noise. I got
like a fan or like a train
in the
background.
Isn't white noise any sort of constant sound, whatever it really is? It's a constant sound.
Well, usually on the phone, it's just that one sound. It's very distinct.
Yeah, but typically...
Oh, no, I think like if you get an app for white noise, they have 50 or 100 different selections.
Well, yeah, but if it was a fan, I would just call it a fan noise. The white noise is that first one, that generic one. It sounds just like, I don't know, it just sounds like...
Right, but before phones...
Crackling or
white
rain
noise
falling.
Has always been synonymous.
White noise, very general,
sort of any... Yeah.
Well, this is the brown noise one that I use.
It just sounds like white
like
noise.
That's just
like
it's
what it's
TV
called. It
station.
Says brown noise. Now, this is white noise.
You can't distinguish.
Exactly.
They're the exact same one.
Well, I'm just saying that's how they're labeled.
Right.
Hold on.
You use Alexa to do that.
Yeah.
You say, Alexa, play...
I say, hey, Alexa, play brown noise.
Play brown
and it plays
noise.
That all night while you're sleeping.
And then, then you got to go, hey, Alexa, loop on.
Right.
And then it plays it on the loop for the entire night.
I got to tell you.
Silly.
Alexa is silly. Ugh.
It's much easier.
I don't like sound machines,
dude. It's much easier just to put the fan on.
Takes love sound machines.
I don't like the fans.
He's like my babies.
I love the fans.
No, but do you sleep with a wave or the forest or whatever's going on in the background?
No, you know what I sleep to, and this will tilt Voss. I'll put Voss's podcast because it puts me to sleep, and he and his wife are arguing with each
Here's
other.
What I should fall asleep to. This.
I'm sitting next to two big Terps fans here. Give us a scoop on the Terps 96 recruiting class.
It's something calming.
No, but here's what you don't understand. That actually turns my brain off because I listen to those two dummies yelling at each other, and I just it shuts me down.
My wife reminds me that when we were first dating, when I was courting her back in college, I used to fall asleep. With the radio on to like 98 rock.
Right.
How did I do that?
I do that a lot of times.
Blow my brains out.
No, I do that a lot of times.
Because you got butt size to listen to Metallica before you went to bed.
I guess. How did that put me to sleep?
Well, a lot of people, despite this blue light theory, a lot of people fall asleep to the television. They just do that's their routine. So, you know, that's why
I can never do that.
That's why I'm not sure about that.
I get so bitter.
Not Amy. Like, if she falls asleep before I do and the whiz are on, all that light, she's blasted right
Just crushing her soul?
Just crushing her.
Yeah.
But look, I have to see the lose.
Do you know how bitter
by
I get at my wife when she falls asleep to the TV and I have to wake up at 3 a.m. to turn it off? I get so bitter.
Right. Well, don't you have a remote?
And I tell her, I say, you know what? You're going to fall asleep with the TV on, right, and I'm going to have to get up in the middle of the night to turn it off. She, no, I'm turning it off. Never does.
Right.
She's snoring in about 45 seconds.
Don't you? Why, let's call a remote.
You mean a timer?
Yeah, remote control.
Or just a remote. So you lean over, you got your end table. Everybody's got an end table.
Yeah.
And you, boom, remote. You don't have to get up.
That's what I'm talking about, donk.
But that's getting up?
Yeah, it wakes me up.
It's waking up.
That's what it wakes me up, and I get salty.
I thought you meant actually getting out of bed and walking over and turning off
you
the TV.
You think I didn't have a remote? Am I the only person in the country?
Well, you said get up. You misspoke.
No, it wakes me up.
All right. It wakes
you up. No, everyone else knew what I was talking about except for you.
I don't think so.
Donkey Kong.
JP, were you with me?
Sounded like you got up.
Thank you.
God, you guys are stupid.
No, you misspoke.
Anyway, so that's what it does, and I get so pissed.
Yeah.
You get pissed at everything, though.
Yeah, you're an angry person.
I definitely get pissed when I have to wake up at 3 in the morning.
Well, 3 a.m. wake-up call, yeah.
They walk on eggshells in that house.
Who, over at, oh, yeah. The Good. Bishops?
They should. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They should.
Eggshells. He's walking behind with his dustbuster.
Oh, gotta find her.
I did that.
He's putting away plates during dinner.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, no, I'm a neat freak. That's what I am. Yeah. Definitely a neat freak.
We got a new couch, and so Dee's trying.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah,
I
Dee's
walk on the eggshells always with you.
She's trying to enforce this no eating on the new couch.
Yeah, that's tough.
And listen, first of all, it's my damn couch. I just bought that couch. All I do is eat on
the
couch.
I know, but you don't want to get stains on the new couch.
I also paid $300 for the dumb plan that I could literally pour wine on it every day.
Those plans are bogus.
And I'll never use it, but for peace of mind, right, I could literally pour red wine on it every day, and those dummies have to keep coming over and replacing it or fixing it.
Yeah, okay.
So I said...
That is a pain in the ass, though. They have to come over and fix
things.
Listen,
I'm not planning
things
on them ever coming, but my brother convinced me, because he did it on his couch, that I should do it on mine.
Yeah.
So I lit $300 on fire and bought that plan.
Well,
but so,
sure
so
now,
probably
use it.
Every time I go to the fridge, what do? I go right back to the couch and my computer, and I'm getting yelled at by my wife, by my two daughters, my son didn't care, the women in my house all day long. Because right, I'm trying to eat. I'm a man. I want to eat on my couch, Cakes.
By the
way, it's a couch, not a piece of art.
JP, yes, that's another thing I won't allow in my house, is people eating on my couch.
Shocked.
Really?
Yeah, we don't eat on the couch.
If you're watching TV, if you're watching Memphis Street Outlaws, JJ DeBoss, and you're watching Doughboy run his first race last night, and of course you would decide you want some Cheetos, where are you going to eat the Cheetos?
You know,
in the kitchen.
I know it's boys in the hood.
Kitchen?
Can't you see the TV from the kitchen?
Nope.
Hurting house.
It's this wrong wall.
Gotta have a
gotta have a TV. In
it's
the
open.
Gotta
it's
open
on
it
a different. It's open. Believe me, I blew out walls.
Your TV's on the wrong John.
It's on the wrong John.
By the way,
wall.
Speaking of couches, I want to give a shout out because I got a new couch as well.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not real happy with the company that did it.
Why?
Because they delivered it. They delivered the wrong color. All right, and it took another 6 weeks to get it. I was bitter.
Oh, they.
I should hammer them right now on the
bitter
radio.
Bitter all the time.
Wouldn't you be? Anyway, so
I would be better if they delivered the wrong ones.
Yeah, so I am getting the old couch removed and delivered to my brother-in-law, because we're giving it to my brother-in-law, and my good friends at Pocket Ship are going to pick it up today.
Pocket Ship it.
They're going to Pocket Ship it. They're going to pick it up today and deliver it to my brother-in-law.
Very good. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We have tracked down our movie reviewer, Kevin McCarthy.
I feel like it's Friday hearing this music.
I wish it was.
Kevin, this is like Christmas for Kevin, right?
JP.
Hey, Kevin.
Oh, just zip it.
Papa. Can you guys hear me okay? I'm kind of back room.
Unfortunately,
and I'm like,
yes.
We can hear you.
Unfortunately, we can hear you
loud
and clear.
Don't. Making us regret the decision to book you
all right,
on
so
a Tuesday.
What do you think about the nominations? We just went through Best Picture and Actor and Actresses. What do you think?
I couldn't be happier. Well, also, me, the beauty of the nominations today was just how wrong Drab was about Get Out. And it just, I just throughout the year, I've been trying to tell you guys how interesting that film is. And Jason specifically said he wouldn't watch Get Out because Drab, one person, said the movie wasn't good, which is ridiculous, considering how many people love that film. And you still haven't seen it, and it got a Best Picture nomination, Best Screenplay nomination for Original Screenplay, and it got a Best Actor nomination for Daniel Kaluuya, who beat out Tom Hanks. Now, I don't know specifically if the exact nomination was supposed to be Tom Hanks, Tom Hanks did not get nominated, and Daniel Kaluuya did. So that's a pretty big deal that that movie is up, and I'm very excited about it.
Get Out, I liked it a lot. I don't know if I liked it as much as you guys. My question is Jordan Peele, was it Jordan that wrote this movie? I forget which guy, if it was Key or Peele.
Yeah, Jordan,
no, it was Peele.
Jordan Peele.
Is he writing other movies now?
Yeah, I mean, when I interviewed him in February or March, he was telling me that he's going to kind of weave this universe into his next films. And this is his first movie, first directed film, feature film. And it's a big deal. Like, the directing category this year is probably the most exciting directing category seen in a long time. Yeah, Christopher Nolan got his first nomination ever. I mean, we're talking about a guy who directed Memento, Inception, Interstellar, Dark Knight Trilogy, The Prestige, never nominated for an Oscar in his entire career, finally got one for Dunkirk. Jordan Peele got a nomination for his first feature film. Greta Gerwig got a nomination for her first feature film, Lady Bird. Paul Thomas Anderson got in there for Phantom Menace. Guillermo del Toro got nominated, obviously, for The Shape of Water. So, I mean, listen, I have
why is your phone so bad?
Poo.
Why don't you use a landline?
Play him out.
Put him on hold.
Yeah, play him out.
No, I got. I want to ask him this. So apparently,
what's the odds on favorite for best picture?
I thought it was Dunkirk.
Is Dunkirk best?
He's not there. He hung up on him.
I feel like it might be Shape of Water.
Oh, yeah?
Just when I watched
Water,
whatever award show was on a month ago.
Mm-hmm. Can anybody tell me
that
what
wasn't the Golden Globes, was it?
I know you said it's about some sort of water.
Shape of water.
Water monster.
Yeah, that was Globes.
Yes, it's like somebody falls in love with some sort of water creature.
Yeah, Lara saw it and said someone falls in love with a water creature.
With a sea creature, with a sea monkey. Yeah.
Oh,
like a mermaid
God.
Or something.
Okay,
I'm so out.
I'm sure I'm going to go see that movie.
Poo.
Now, if there was mermaid sex, I'd be all in.
I don't think it's a mermaid because a mermaid implies a woman. I think the monster is a it's Beauty and the
Beast. It's like the Loch Ness Monster.
All right, let me see if Kevin's got a better. Let me see. Kevin.
Hey, what's up, guys? I moved over to a landline.
Yeah, thank you.
Finally. All right, so here, let me ask you this. So the guys are obviously, they can't wait to ask you about this. They love to troll you. So you apparently tweeted some dude back in December after a SAG nomination, and you said, I think the Big Sick just secured an Oscar nomination. Don't worry about the Globes, my friend, to this guy, Kumail Nanjiani, whatever his name is. Doesn't matter. And then he responded to you, bro, you need to chill. And then did he not get nominated?
The film did not get a Best Picture nomination, but it got a screenplay nomination.
It's
so it's still an Oscar nominated film. So that I mean,
and that was a good movie. I saw that one. That one should have been nominated.
The Big Sick,
yeah, really good movie.
What's that one about?
Oh, it's an amazing film. Kumail Nanjiani and his wife. It's a story about her. She gets sick, goes into a coma, a medically induced coma, and then he meets with her parents throughout this time period and kind of becomes friends with them. It's a brilliant coma.
Right. But he's also a wannabe comedian.
So he was actually legitimately pissed at you?
No, he was not mad at me at all. He was just saying, don't jinx me. I mean, Drab is only, there's no gray area for Drab. It's one extreme or the other. Yeah. Either Get Out sucks or I've ruined Kumail Nanjiani's Best
Drab.
Picture. But the nominations this year are, I'm very happy with it. Christopher Nolan got his first nomination. So that's really all that matters.
Was there a snub in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think The Big Sick deserved a Best Picture nomination. I think that the acting category is interesting because James Franco was actually considered to be a frontrunner for a long time. He won the Golden Globe for comedy in the leading actor category, and then now all the sexual allegations came out against him. Mm-hmm. The question is whether or not those hurt his chances for an Oscar nomination. It's an interesting question.
Yeah, I think it probably hurt him.
Yeah, probably did.
Yeah, but it all depends on timing. Like, some of the ballots were already in before that story came out, so it's one of those things where I don't think we'll ever truly know. But Daniel Kaluuya getting in over Tom Hanks, that's a really big deal.
All right, let me ask you this. Out of the 9 Best Picture nominations, which one, in your opinion, is the best and which one's the worst?
I think Dunkirk is the best out of the 9 there. I think all of them are fantastic. I think the one that I liked the least, but they're all great movies. I mean, I guess Darkest Hour, which I still loved. None of these films are bad movies at all. When it all comes down to it, the Oscars this year, it's going to be Best Picture. And I think all the four acting categories are locked. No question. Actor is going to go to Gary Oldman. Actress is going to go to Frances McDormand for Three Billboards. Supporting actor is going to be Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell is awesome.
He's amazing. Rockwell was amazing in Three Billboards. And then supporting actress is going to be Allison Janney, who played Tanya Harding's mother in I, Tanya, which I was very happy to see Margot Robbie get in there. It's a phenomenal film.
Isn't it Allison Janney, not Janney?
Janney or Johnny? I have no idea. I have no idea how to pronounce her last name.
That would be like me not knowing how to pronounce Case Keenum.
This is the guy who always goes Scorsese instead of Scorsese. Right.
I'm just happy that... that McDormand's going to get some love, hopefully. And Sam Rockwell was so good in that movie.
Yeah, and The Shape of Water has the most nominations, 13 nominations. Dunkirk cleaned up as well. That was a big thing. Like, you know, was that film going to get in? Like, it was kind of a blockbuster type of film, and you know, Nolan had never been nominated before, so that was a big deal for that. I was surprised at the Phantom Thread love. That movie's out in the D.C. area now. If you haven't seen it, Daniel Day-Lewis's reported last performance of his career. This is Paul Thomas Anderson, the guy who directed, like, Boogie Nights and There Will Be Blood and Magnolia and so many great films. So I think the biggest shutout was probably The Post. The Post got nominated for Best Picture. Meryl Streep got her nomination, her 21st Oscar nomination for acting. But the film did not get a director nomination for Spielberg. The directing category is tight this year. I think Del Toro will ultimately win it. I think the big toss-up now is Best Picture. It's either going to be Billboards or Shape of Water. But Billboards won the Golden Globe for drama, and it also won the SAG Award for ensemble. So right now, technically speaking, Billboards has the front end, but I think Shape of Water is going to come in and clean everything up. Shape of Water.
You think Sicario 2 is going to be good?
Looks amazing, dude. Sicario 2 looks incredible, and I'm going to review Hostiles with you guys on Friday as well as The Maze Runner. So I'll be back on Friday morning.
There's Word. Another Maze Runner.
Yes.
By the way, did you guys see that Christopher Plummer got a nomination?
We did. We must bid adieu, Kevin.
All right. See you later.
You guys.
All right, Cap. Thank you, buddy.
I've forgotten that joke. What's the Christopher Plummer joke?
There's no joke. He just got played out by a Valdez.
Yeah, he was flaming.
Perfect timing. The whole, all the money in the world. Gotcha. Oh, did you know that Christopher Plummer came in for Kevin Spacey?
Plummer gets a nomination, even if he just did the job a week ago.
Right.
Like for a day. He went in there and saved the movie.
And Michelle Williams is out in a median with a cardboard sign trying to get food money. Mark Wahlberg. Absconded with $1.5 million.
Frank Hanrahan just sent me a text. The big suck. No good.
I liked it.
Really?
He wasn't a big fan.
I liked it.
By the way, The Shape of Water. Do you know what The Shape of Water is about?
Nope.
It's about a custodian, a mute woman custodian, who works in Baltimore, who stumbles upon a scaled creature living in a fish tank somewhere, some secret hidden facility.
And she's trying to get it out of whatever facility it is.
I don't know.
What's up with these like magical, weird movies? This is so
like
dumb.
Supernatural stuff.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, I know. Like they haven't been around forever.
It's just so dumb.
E.T. and Star Wars. I mean,
yeah, I didn't love it. Star Wars.
Alien.
Return of the Jedi was. Empire Strikes Back.
By the way, these are some of the biggest movies in movie history.
Yeah, I can't help people are stupid. Yeah.
I would agree with you now, though.
I'm not a big fiction person.
You liked Interstellar.
Interstellar was the outlier. Couldn't have sucked anymore.
That was an outlier.
He raved about Interstellar for weeks.
Listen, there are exceptions.
Well, you don't
rule.
Expose yourself to many of them, so you have to open yourself up to possibility.
I like documentaries.
What's the terrible movie with Amy Adams about the aliens with the ink blots?
Arrival.
Oh no, not Arrival. I think it was something different. Or was it The Arrival?
It was Arrival.
Were they trying to communicate with stupid aliens?
She was a translator.
What a bore fest!
I'm going to see that.
Can I get that 2 hours of my life back, please?
Where's The Post? Is it showing at the mall?
You need those 2 hours to play more Wars with Friends.
Yes. Huh?
I guarantee
you think?
It's still out.
I mean, just got a nomination. Oh, it's in Silver Spring.
See, Ricky,
you can find it.
I bet you Silver Spring is cheaper than Montgomery
Mall.
Well,
like a dollar, you squeak for a candy.
Well, everything. And it's cost me $30 to go because I need a popcorn and Diet Coke.
You know,
just go to the prediction pool.
Use your stupid gift cards.
I don't have any movie gift cards, and I'm low on car wash gift cards.
I'll give you $12 that I owe you. I'll pay for it.
You need to get silly.
You're playing me out?
10 seconds, 10.
Jesus, get out of here.
You
gotta get out of
here. What are you doing? Wait.
For Fish.
You are done.
I need more car wash.
Chrissy, nice sweatshirt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.